Levi seized Lilius's hips and, with a squeal from her, yanked her into his lap. He was done with keeping his distance from her, and they were all alone for the first time in days. He intended on taking every advantage of it.
"I've missed you."
"What are you doing?" She grasped his arms, her legs tipping up.
"Tell me about the conversation."
"Well, Cherub said she'd learned that the full moon isn't always the defining moment when the bond forges. Some mated pairs have known afore that moment arrived. She gave Finley Matheson as an example. He knew Arabel was his mate the moment he met her, and there wasn't a full moon in sight. It all depends on who stirs me, or so Cherub says." She swept her hand down his body, and his shirt shimmered away.
"Hey, where did it go?"
He searched the room for his shirt. "I dropped it in the loo." Her lips twitched up.
"Liar. Shirt," he muttered as he snapped his fingers. "And leave my jeans on. I've already been naked in front of you today."
"Are you talking about your shower?" She fluttered a hand over his chest and returned his shirt, the fabric settling over his skin. He caught her fingers before she could pull them away, turned her hand over within his own, and rubbed his thumbs along the centre of her palms. Her emerald eyes darkened, and longing surged inside him, just as it always did when he got this close to her, got to look so deep into her beautiful eyes with those glorious flecks of gold. Desire beat fiercely within his chest and pounded outward. He'd never experienced these kinds of emotions with anyone else. Only ever with her. He'd missed her terribly, and now it felt so right holding her hand to have her this close again. For 5 long years he'd been searching for his chosen one, had awaited the night of the full moon each month that had passed, and when he'd begun the chase, it had led him directly to the water's edge of one loch or another within the highlands. On those nights, he'd stripped off and dived into the water, then swum in endless circles, going nowhere and finding no one.
"I struggle to keep my hands off you," he admitted to her.
"You are rather handsy. Cherub tells me Kirk suffers the same dilemma."
"That's because they're mated."
He traced over her wrist, up her arm, and over her shoulder toward her neck. With her red locks sliding sensuously against the back of his hand, he cradled her nape, the colour of her hair more vibrant than it had been a few days past. He cleared his throat, returned his gaze to her.
"Lilius, have you ever had feelings for another?"
"I adore my sisters."
"I meant a man."
"I adore my father." He wanted to smack her backside.
"Other than a male family member," he muttered.
"I've been waiting over 800 years to find my chosen one, and my sisters and I had almost lost all hope until Aelith discovered her mated bond taking form with Hunter. Now Kirstin has Liam, and I'm rather jealous of them both."
"That doesn't answer my question."
Her sweater held a deep V-neck, no blouse or shirt donned underneath, the soft white wool moulding itself to her womanly curves. He rocked back on the legs of his chair, his sweet water nymph leaning in closer, her head tipped to one side as she gave him a curious look. He lowered his gaze and got rewarded with a tantalising view of the creamy upper swells of her breasts. Deep in his middle, his animal rumbled and urged him to take a lick of what she offered. No holding back. Their conversation was done, and he much preferred action over words. Always had, always would.